We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Elisa Star, Buttermouth, breathtaking, so bizarre. Elisa Star, Elisa Star, she's your friend.
Everyone, this is Elisa Star, and I'm back finally after so much silence. I'm super sorry, you guys, but I am super excited because in 2 days, there is the royal coronation of Prince Charles, I guess. We're not going to call him Prince Charles anymore. We haven't even called him Prince Charles for that long. I'm super excited because I'm like, oh my God, how many eggs are going to get thrown? How many people are going to scream protests at him? And how are the protests against royalty going to go? What are they going to look like? This is so exciting. I don't know if you guys know or not, but I have been an avid hater on the royals for a long time. Ever since I realized that they never gave the gold back to Africa. It's one thing to like steal generations of Africa's labor, you know, in the form of its citizens, you know, brutally murder and rape them for years and years and years and years and steal their land. It's another thing to like literally go in there, harvest their gold, keep it in like a nice, cute, like storage area in the royal, depository and just never give it back and just gloat about it and lord it over the rest of the world. It's fucking crazy to me that they have not made any kind of start on returning any of that shit since it's just sitting there still, right? Collecting interest or doing whatever gold does. And ever since I realized that, it's been about 10 years, I've been an avid hater of the royals. Also, I have always thought it was really weird that Harry is the only royal I've ever heard of who, dressed up as a Nazi a lot before he married Meghan Markle, but you know what? He seems to have learned a lesson. He seems to have learned that racism is bad, so forgiving Harry for his weirdness. Then again, the other royals, hella Nazis. So maybe it wasn't that out of character. Maybe it was just like he dressed up as a Nazi because all of his family were Nazis and he thought it was sort of funny ironic, but it was actually just sad ironic or scary ironic and like a little bit like too honest. So anyway, I mean, they did enslave Africa, right? So they're definitely Nazis. I don't actually, when you, like, I sort of feel like maybe the Windsors, maybe they should be like a step above Nazis. I mean, Nazis slash slavers, I don't know what else there is, but they Now that I think about it, yeah, they also still own some of the countries that they conquered. Some of them are trying to get their freedom back from Britain. So yeah, it's it makes sense that Harry dressed up as a Nazi, because now that I think about it, Nazi is a watered down version of what his family is. So, okay. All right. I have come to terms with that. I still am really excited to find out. Oh my God, dude. Everybody fucking hates Charles and Camilla, and I cannot wait for the fucking coronation. It's going to be really fun. I know Twitter is useless, like, for everyone right now, but if you do want to check in, if you do have any kind of, like, schadenfreude for how badly things are going for the royals right now, Twitter's the place to go, man. Everybody who hates Charles and Camilla is on there, and the fucking hashtags are amazing. So, yeah. Also, it turns out Harry's brother, Andrew, I want to say. No, Andrew is the scary child fucker uncle. Fuck. William! Prince William! Oh, that is the other thing. That is one of the hashtags that's been going around a lot lately. He apparently really likes it up the ass. And he's also sleeping with his wife's best friend. And all of it's on Twitter, dude. You can totally just sit there and hate on them by just reading their lives, basically. It's pretty awesome. That's kind of all I have to say today, is I'm just really excited about that. So much schadenfreude. And I know that England was like a blueprint for America. And basically, they're like, if we had figured out how to do it right, instead of just us going over and like just like dropping bombs in other countries and sort of creating our own military industrial complex, if we had gone into those other countries and tried to rule them for hundreds of years, then we would be Britain. But basically we were just like, oh, that's so much work, can we just like bomb and shoot them instead? And that's how we did it. We were basically like Britain's lazy children as far as world domination goes. Like, we copied them as far as the slavery and the violence and, you know, just the general like, oh, I saw it and so it's mine now. We were too lazy to set up camp and to stay anywhere and to try and rule them to get the natives to go along with it. Like, they did that in India, they did that in Africa, and we just would, as Americans, we prefer to just bomb the shit out of other countries. Not for really any apparent goal, it seems like. We just do it until we feel like stopping, you know? And so in that way, we're not superior to Britain. The schadenfreude for me is really just about how it's nice to see some reparations and some creepy power sources sort of fall apart, because I'm hoping that means that, I don't know, maybe Britain will get its own constitution, maybe they'll get to write their own set of amendments and laws, and then they'll see how fucking hard it is. Just kidding. We could have made it way easier by believing in equality, or even just pretending that we believed in equality. Our forefathers never did. So, okay. So, I have just been really excited about the fact that Prince Charles seems to be like the symbolic, like, worst thing out of all of England's and all of, like all of their royals. He is the worst piece of shit. And I mean, he's not really a piece of, like, he's kind of a piece, like, he's not great. He's not smart. Yeah, he really is kind of an inbred piece of shit. And watching him become king kind of just makes all of us realize that it's bullshit. This whole ruling class idea is bullshit. This whole some people are inherently better than us and that's why they get more stuff thing is bullshit. I don't know. Just watching that git become king proves to all of us that it's bullshit, I think. And I would like to end this podcast. I watched Frankie Boyle is my favorite Scottish comedian of all times. He's also really great at politics and he combines them fantastically. And he did a special on the monarchy. He said that it was, he just wanted to do a special of it. He thought it was really sweet that Prince Charles was planning a coronation at the same time there was going to be a food riot, you know, because all of Britain is starving right now. Literally. They're everybody in Britain, because of the war between Russia and Ukraine and because of Brexit, they are all having to choose, like, all of their food costs doubled and all of their heating costs quadrupled because of the gas. There's a gas crisis because of the Russia thing. So everyone in Britain is starving right now. Everyone in Britain is cold, you know. And Prince Charles, not only did he spend $1 billion on his mother's funeral, he's spending another billion on his coronation instead of just making sure that everyone in his country has, like, fucking food and shit. So Frankie Boyle pointed out that this would probably be a food riot. This would probably be like a, I know that they that means that there probably won't be as many eggs and tomatoes and things thrown at the king and queen as I want. I just hope that the protests are awesome. That's all I want for this coronation. Anyway, Frankie Boyle had a really good point. He was talking to a geneticist who is, they dug up some old king's bones, you know, 1400 years ago. They found, in the 1400s, this king died and they found his body when they were, like, digging up a car park recently. And this king, they were able to get maybe some DNA or something. And in this special, this geneticist was talking and she said, you know, the thing is that we're all related to each other and we're all related to the king, to the monarchy. So people write to me a lot and ask me if they can find out if they're related to this particular king. And I have to tell them that. I have to say, we are all related to each other. We are all related to the monarchy, which, if you think about it, first of all, is very beautiful. And second of all, basically just sort of blows up the whole idea of the monarchy. I mean, the idea is that these people were born to rule over the rest of us. And if they're related to the rest of us, if we're all related, what the fuck makes these guys better? What? Nothing, right? So I I hope you enjoyed my monarchy rant. I think that's it. As always, every episode of Thought of the Day is brought to you by Snarky Cards. Snarky Cards. Brutally honest greeting cards by Elisa Starr. That's me! That's me! I totally make them! Today's snarky card is Dear Evan, cheer up! You're white! Sincerely, everyone. I hope you like this thought of the day. You can totally find me and my cards at snarkycards.etsy.com. Feel free to send me a note if you want me to make you a specific card or if you want me to spaz out about something that happened to you. I hope you orgasm tonight.
He's a star, blabbermouth, breathtaking, so bizarre. Elisa Starr, trying to get you to laugh at your scars. Elisa Starr, tells you what's up wherever you are. Elisa Starr, she is a booby blabbermouth who is your
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.